We'll right, there's Andrew Sachs's phone. Oh, I hope he, what if he answers this time?
You're on your own then. You're on your own.
No, Jonathan, I'm not, I'm no, please. I'll do anything. I can owe my whole career to you.
Hello, Manuel here.
Right, sorry, I can't answer at the moment, but
I'm too busy thinking about killing myself because of the half truths of my daughter's social life. Right.
When you've left
just your message, yeah, we all know that. Why do they bother with that bit these days? It's a waste of our time listening to that bit. Andrew, this is Russell Brand. I'm so sorry about the last message. It was part of the radio show. It was a mistake.
Just a joke. I don't. If there is any truth in that, I don't know. It was just a joke.
It was just a joke.
Russell asked me to say it as a joke.
It was just a joke that we done. Basically, I didn't ask him to say it though. But you know, aside from that bit, this one's true and the last one's not true. And this look.
Well, it might be true, but we didn't want to break it to you in such a harsh way.
Right. Okay. Look, the truth is, look, Andrew, I'm phoning you to ask if I can marry, that's right, marry your granddaughter, Georgina the granddaughter.
And I'd like to be a page boy.
He wants to be a page boy. We're going to have a Fawlty Towers themed wedding.
No, now you've spoiled it.
No, I thought I made you better. Oh, look, look, I'm sorry, I'll do anything. I wore a condom. Put the phone down. Oh, what's going to happen? Look, I've got a mental illness. I think, do you think that made it better?
You'll never become King Rat in the Variety Club now, what's
oh,
a way?
No, that's over for me. I'm never going to be King Rat in the Variety Club.
You're never going to be welcome to old showbiz.
Jonathan, I think we've made the situation worse.
I think, who would have thought two people like us could possibly have made the situation worse?
How could we? Of all our skills, our social skills, our talents, our experiences.
Our intentions were pure.
You know the only way we can make this better, don't
let's
you?
Let's phone him again.
Let's phone him back.
And this time, let's leave a nice message.
Listen, we've got to make it better. We'll phone Andrew Sachs back. We've got to stop upsetting Manuel. Okay. This time, Jonathan, I'm convinced we can make it better.
Well, what should we not mention? The war?
Just don't, don't mention the war. Don't mention his granddaughter. Don't say you only ever played Manuel. Don't mention the four records.
The bill,
right. Come on, let's
that
do
made him famous and then
don't
going
mention
back.
The bill in a negative way.
Let's just sing to him.
Right, yes. Yes! We'll just sing to him.
Gift of song. What song should we sing?
Well, I'll make up something as I go along.
And I'll do the bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
I'll be Bing Crosby, you're David Bowie.
That's what I've always seen our relationship as.
Lovely song. Lovely
a Christmas
song.
Themed
whoa, whoa,
hit.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Your friend on here.
That's bad.
Different colour. Right, there he is.
She was bent over the couch.
Thank you.
When you've left your message, just hang up, or for more options, press 1 at any time.
I'd like to apologise for these terrible attacks, Andrew Sachs. I'd like to show contrition to the max, Andrew Sachs. I'd like to create world peace between the yellow, whites and blacks, Andrew Sachs. Andrew Sachs. I said some things I didn't have oughta, like I had sex with your granddaughter. But it was consensual, and she wasn't menstrual. It was consensual, lovely sex. It's full of respect. I send her a text. I've asked her to marry me. Andrew Sachs, if you deign it, this nuptial pact could be. Oh, Andrew Sachs.
Will you marry me?
Will you marry Jonathan?
No, no, that's a different part.
Sounds like he wants to now.
This has made it worse.
Look,
I feel it's made it worse. You've
song.
Trivialised
hang
the whole
on,
terrible
on,
incident.
It
started fine and then you went on about nonsense.
You said you wanted to marry him. It was
because
going
I
well.
Didn't know. I wasn't really listening to you. I was concentrating on my back harmonies.
The back harmonies were good. Yeah. Then you tried to get involved in lyrics. You've not
you know, there's only one way we could possibly make this better.
What can we do?
Let's use up the rest of his tape. But this time with a heartfelt and sincere apology. A call to arms. Mention, basically, pretend you're Gordon Brown and make a beautiful speech rescuing the country from the credit crunch and rescuing him from the inner turmoil you've caused by
yes.
saying that you jumped on a relative.
Yes! You're right, Jonathan. You're right.
At last.
Only by doing the exact thing that we've done three times already can we make this situation.
If you learn one thing from history, it's do not repeat your mistakes.
Don't repeat them.
So let's do it right this time.
This time we've got. Thank
Thank God, Jonathan.
Maybe this time.
You're not doing the lyrics.
I want to do the song this time.
John balls it up, and I can't do backing. It's not in my nature.
But you talked about his granddaughter's menstruation.
Look, we've got a golden opportunity here to make Andrew Sachs happy.
The nice thing is, we know we could do it again afterwards. So if we should go in a little bit more relaxed this time.
Right, yeah, that's true. Let's not look at this as the last time we're going to call Andrew Sachs. Because that's the mistake we've made in the past.
Exactly, we got all wound up thinking it's our one chance. Yeah. No, the wonders of technology is such that we can keep doing this
we
for hours.
We can keep ringing Andrew. And even after the show's finished, Jonathan, definitely, we can find out where Andrew Sachs lives, kick his front door in, and scream apologies into his bottom.
I'm entering his number in onto my portable phone with a speed dial button right now.
Right, get it on your phone. Right, that's on Jonathan's phone. We can just keep on troubling Andrew Sachs. But let's just, right, this time, more than any other time, this time,
maybe
we
this
will...
time.
Let's do it. Right. Okay, right. Right. I'll have a little practice. You pretend you're Andrew Sachs's answer phone.
Okay. Hello. And Manuel is not in right now. He'll leave a message after the tone. Leave a message.
All right, Andrew Sachs's answer phone. I'm ever so sorry about what I said about Andrew Sachs. And,
no, don't repeat the name.
Oh, yeah,
he
sorry.
Knows who he is.
All right.
Just say, mate. No, that sounds threatening. Just say, sorry.
I'll kill you!
Just say, you're wearing as a hat. Or no, just say, sorry.
Sorry.
Just sorry. It's the hardest word sometimes.
Right. Sorry.
Just
say. Right.
When you've left your message,
okay, it's got to be hot filters here. Don't burp.
I was being really silly and got caught up in the spirit of the moment, and it was certainly not my intention to hurt Andrew, a man who I very much admire, or to embarrass his granddaughter Georgina. Now, I've apologised to Andrew Sachs, and I believe he's graciously accepted my apology. I've not had a chance to apologise to Georgina yet because I'm a little bit embarrassed and thought I might make it worse, to tell you the truth. And the reason I've not apologised publicly up until now is because I didn't want to be seen to be apologising for the reaction to the situation rather than the situation itself. But now that it's reached this scale, I feel that I've got no choice but to make a proper statement and apology.
I've made a statement, and the statement kind of says it all, really. I've had a great 13 years with the BBC. I think it's probably not a bad time for me to move on, and probably not a bad time for them either. So, you know, it's been terrific. I would love to stay and make more shows, but I've got 6 months left. I'm going to go back and try and make the best shows of my career with them, and then...
Why walk away from one of the best?
I have decided. I mean, I didn't need to decide. I'm not going to take it anywhere. I'm not out for revenge or anything like that. These two performers, I'm a performer. Sometimes it goes very wrong, and it's up to them to... do better. Both apologised to me. Both sent very nice letters, very nice, which I appreciate and I shall respond to. And flowers.